It's 9 o'clock. Baker Orchards at Centuria presents The Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob.
You brought company.
I did. I did bring company today. I have Becky from Be Well Nutrition, which, if people aren't familiar, is up in the strip mall where Dick's Market is. Okay. So if you haven't gone in there yet, hopefully after today, you want to go say hi to Becky.
That would be lovely.
And Becky and I, well, we've met over the years a few times, and then we ran into each other this summer at Music on the River, and we were set up next to each other, and you had some delicious beverages that were available for folks, and we started talking. And then now here we are, like 6 months later, finally getting you on the air here. So good morning. Thank you for joining us today on Plant Rant.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So Be Well Nutrition, for people who aren't familiar, what is that about? What do you want people to know?
Well, a lot of people think because of the name we sell honey, but we do not sell honey.
Right, because it's spelled B-E-E, right?
Exactly. So actually, some people call it a tea house. Some people call it a shake shop, Herbalife Nutrition Club. We sell nutritious and delicious shakes and teas. So our shakes are actually a meal replacement shake. But they taste so good, you think that they're something that you're getting from, like, Dairy Queen or something like that. and then we sell metabolizing and energizing teas with different benefits in them as well.
And then are people, you're making those fresh? Is that something someone goes in and gets a fresh made one?
Yep, we make them per consumption, so you can come in and it's made on the spot for you. There are opportunities to order the product and be able to make it at home, and we can educate you on how to do that as well. But it's just so fun. They can get a tea and a shake. We tease people and say they're double fisting it, but
right on.
They get to the benefits of both the meal replacement and the extra vitamins and energy from the tea. Or you can get one or the other, and we make it right on the spot. And we have lovely staff there, including myself, of course, and lots of good conversation and relationships that are being built. And it's just a lovely spot.
Because you're getting to have some regulars that come, like they get hooked on a certain thing. And then with the tea, so the tea has its own benefits, and then the shakes have their own. So hence some people doing both. And then do you have specific things like immune building or...
Yes.
Calming, or like different benefits that with a focus?
Yep. It just depends on what your goals are for that day. So a lot of times I just want to preface the teas and the shakes, you don't have to get together, but they work together very well. They kind of build off of each other.
There's a synergy there, a synergistic relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can come in specifically, especially now we have a lot of people coming in getting the stuff to build their immunity system. So we do have teas that have best defense in them, which is vitamin C, zinc, and echinacea. And then we have other like collagen and whatnot we could put in there, because if we build up our gut health, then that builds up our immunity as well. So
isn't that interesting? With our, like, so much of our gut is related.
Yeah, we have two brains. We have our brain and our gut brain. So
it's so interesting. And you know, this just kind of, you know, I've had Teresa Wolf and Lisa Kofakis both who are herbalists, and this talk about the synergy with how plants work and how they work together and the different components really benefit. So this is just more of that. You're just providing it kind of in a ready to go, and then you can add what the individual thing is. So again, it's still custom, but instead of going to an herbalist and leaving with a little thing to go home with, you're right there. You're creating a space where people can come and gather and have some community and also enjoy a good beverage.
Yeah. And we're on, you know, our society is so fast and we're on the go so much. So this just provides an opportunity to get some healthy nutrition and health benefits out there and be able to keep on with our day.
And have a treat, it sounds like, at the same time.
Yeah, it's just pretty amazing, actually. So, yeah, it's a great space.
So then, so how did you get involved? Like, were you already, because Herbalife has been around for a while, right?
Over 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the world's best nutritional supplement company, and going strong for over 40 years.
And they've mainly done, has it been kind of more at-home sales, kind of like Shaklee or Amway or something like that? So how did it come for you to be able to do it and have a storefront? And how did you get involved with it? That's a lot of questions.
That's okay. I'll try and tackle them all.
Okay. We've got plenty of time. So,
okay. So, yeah, it was home-based, and then over time things evolved, and just ingenuity and clever ways of working things out, they've been able to develop a business plan where you can have a brick and mortar if you choose, or you can have pop-up shops, and you can, it's a way of getting people to sample it, try it, and then if they really like the program or what the benefits are, they can order it for themselves at home. But that just kind of blew up into this whole nutrition club thing. It used to be you could only come in and you'd have to buy a membership to this specific club, and then you'd get these samples, shake and tea samples. And whoever does the legal aspect of it figured out how you can go in and just purchase a consumption. And then it blew up from there. So I got involved with it a few years back, probably about 5 years back. I worked in Rice Lake at a shop and wanted something for lunch. And everybody had these fancy drinks. I'm like, what is this stuff? You know? And so I had to check it out. So I went to a shop there. And then when I moved back to Amory area, I found an ad in the paper to work at a shop here. And I was like, oh, I was looking for something local. And I loved that, how I felt when I was having those shakes and teas and whatnot. And I thought, oh, I love promoting and managing. I was managing the shop I was at in Rice Lake. So I applied for this job, and then I got the job, and then I just fell in love with it. So I worked for Cindy Pecardina at Better Self Wellness. That was in town here for 8 years, across from Soo Line Bridge. And that, you know, in her time, we were not allowed to do as much as we do now. So there are still people that didn't even know that that existed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then when COVID hit, I was, you know, managing it for her, and we were kind of like, do we continue with this? Do we close? It was such an odd time.
Well, and if people aren't physically coming into the building and you're paying rent on a space.
Or... Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, we both had life stuff going on, and you find yourself at a crossroads. And she was kind of leaning towards closing it. And I was like, you know what? It's do or die. I think I'm going to do this, and I'm going to fly with it. So hence the name Be Well Nutrition, because bees are not supposed to aeronomically be able to fly against the obstacles. They just continue to do it anyway. So that was kind of the inspiration for the name.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then how did you find the space? Like, just it was available, or that's where you wanted to be? Or?
Connections. Actually, Ed White, him and his wife own Stems of the Heart.
Yes.
And so they were looking to get into a different space. And
oh, he used that's to right, because that's where you are in the Stems of the Heart space.
Yeah,
I forgot about them being there. Yes.
So even more plant stuff going on.
I mean, know.
We're like connected at the roots. But anyways.
And I love that.
But
that community, the connections, the who you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're looking to get out of the space, and it's available. And
yeah, and he used to come into the club for his shakes because he was big into working out. And so we have that as a program, too, is after, you know, post-workout shakes and whatnot, too. So it all just fell together beautifully. So, yeah.
And then with the post-workout shakes, like, kind of what's the... Like,
so they help you, you know, when we work out, we break down those muscles, and we have different types of protein. We have the plant protein, which is the soy protein. We also have another plant protein, which is rice, pea, and quinoa. So that's for people with dairy, soy, and gluten sensitivities.
Sure.
And then we have the whey protein, and that is for building that lean muscle back up after our workouts. So,
well, that's interesting. I'm glad you have other options than soy, because with, you know, soy is really high in estrogen.
Yes.
Which can really lead to some challenges for women with fibroids and different things like that. That estrogen feeds those, and then so the fact that you have some other options for people is great. But that's interesting. I guess I've never thought about what you would need after a workout for replenishing and supporting the body. So interesting. So Herbalife must have their own scientists and people who are working on this, and they've evolved, I'm sure, over the years.
Yes, several doctors and scientists who work together to develop the different types of programs and products. And I want to say don't quote me, I think there's four different types of testing that each thing has to go through, okay. and then it's FDA approved and whatnot. So they're very diligent about making sure that they're putting out a really good product. So it's easy to stand behind it.
And then do you offer consulting if someone came in and wanted to kind of get a program? I want a meal replacement, then I work out 3 times a week. I want something for after that, where you kind of like custom program for folks?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have coaches, myself, as well as a couple other people. It depends on who you resonate with. If you want to work with myself or someone else who's involved with the club, you can come in. We can do a wellness profile, figure out what your goals are. If you want to work out, build lean muscle, if you want to lose weight, or if you just want better nutrition altogether. So there's many different things we can do. We can help you with weigh-ins. We can help you with challenges. Herbalife has a huge challenge nationwide going on right now. Every 21 days or every month they do a 21-day challenge called We Do Transformations. So you can be a part of that and get support not only from me but from everyone across the nation. It's pretty amped up. It's pretty cool. But then we also offer just community in our space, in our hub. It's more than just a shake house or a tea house. It's really a healthy hub. So we also offer, you know, besides friendships that we build when you come in, we have little workshops on different types of things throughout the year. We just had a vision board workshop.
Oh, I love doing those. Yes.
I know, they're so fun. So we really promote health, not only physically, but mind and body as well.
If people are interested in finding out when you have events, mm-hmm. so you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Is that the best way? I'm imagining you must put posters up in your store.
Yep, we put posters up in the store. We're on social media, all the ones that you mentioned. You can message us and ask. You can message us if you want to come in and do a program yourself, if there's a talent you have or something.
Oh, and host. You would host? Interesting. That could be fun.
Yeah, being a hub for community and for health and whatnot.
So people can create their own event or whatever, and you'd host it there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ran into some questions. So if people want the support or the coaching, should they try to set that up ahead of time? Do they just come in, or do you schedule that as an appointment, or how does that?
They can come in and talk to us on the spot, or they can schedule us ahead of time. They can message us through our Facebook Messenger or Instagram.
And you do have a phone number when you're in business hours, 715-268-2002.
Yep.
Call back if you don't reach anyone.
Yeah, because sometimes I get so busy and I forget about voicemail.
So just call again. Don't worry, you're going to be pesty or feel like you're being ignored.
No, we love it.
And then that support group, so when they do these challenges, I'm guessing that's an online community, a private group gets set up or something for people to reach out and support each other and share ideas and success stories, right? That's always a nice thing. You need to brag about your accomplishments.
Absolutely. And you're not required to put photos of before and after, but you see some really great photos of people and their before and after results, and it gets you all fired up and excited. So, it's very cool.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That is fun. So what else, so I've been in there before, and you don't just have these teas and shakes. I mean, you have some other products.
Yeah, so we have other Herba treats.
Herba treats, oh my gosh. I have to write this down, Herba treats.
So we do protein balls.
Those are good. Yes. The protein balls are good.
Some people call them energy balls. A lot of people make them at home, but the added benefit that we have is we mix in the protein powder with it. Yeah. And my daughter, who helps work at the club, she is amazing with recipes. She's come up with some of the best protein ball recipes. She also does parfaits at different times. So you can come in and it's almost like a pudding that we make. Yeah.
And then you're adding the powder mixes that have the vitamins and the protein.
And we do hot oats. So we do oatmeal hot with the protein powder mixed in it. So we do different recipes for that. That's absolutely delicious. My son is hooked on that. Yeah. So, and there's so many things that we're exploring. Like people are so creative with these protein powders and with these teas. So you can make cake pops, donuts, muffins, mug muffins, pies. There's so many different things you can do.
So it kind of gets the guilt
Yeah,
out of it, because now you're like, oh, but this is me taking my vitamins.
Exactly.
Getting my nutrition.
Getting my healthy nutrition in and feeling really not guilty about it.
So. Do you offer supplements as well, or is it pretty much all the vitamins and minerals are part of the food itself?
Pretty much what we offer on the spot there is the vitamins and minerals being a part of the food that we offer.
Right. Which really our bodies digest that.
Yes.
Better because of how everything works. I mean, sometimes if you're not buying a high quality vitamin, it might not even be soluble and dissolve where in the part of your body where you need it to go.
Right, exactly. And we offer aloe in our teas, which helps keep that cilia in our digestive tract nice and healthy, which helps us absorb all of the minerals and vitamins from the shakes.
Right, to be able to use it.
Yeah, to be able to use it. So, and high fiber, you can add fiber in your shakes and teas. That also has the same effect, keeps our gut healthy, so we can use those minerals and vitamins and whatnot. And then, of course, we offer, if you want to get supplements from the catalogs or from the website for you to use at home. They do have a line of, you know, different types of vitamins and minerals and skincare, shampoo, lotion.
I use some skincare.
Oh no, you are beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, just this winter's been so dry and I've been skiing and you just can't hydrate enough, I think.
Well, you need to try our aloe lotion.
I will look into this. Definitely.
And the skincare, I had a friend of mine just do the skincare and she stopped me. We saw each other in Amory Family Restaurant, and she's like, look at my skin! And then she was absolutely glowing. So.
And yours is amazing.
Oh, you're so
absolutely
sweet.
Yes.
Oh, so sweet. So I do want to mention, too, inside the shop, I don't know if we had as many plants when we were in there, but my daughter, who helps me, she's a plant lady herself.
Excellent. Maybe she wants to come on
sometimes.
Send her my way.
So she has our place decked out with, she propagates plants, and she does all kinds of jewelry and crafty stuff, too. So she sells earrings pretty regularly in there. But if you come in and see the shop, there's more and more plants every day.
Doesn't that make the space just feel so good?
Healthy and alive. And funny story, I walk in the shop every day and I open the door and I think, God, this is my life. And the first thing I say is, hello, club. Hello, plants. I love you.
Gratitude. And those plants are going to thrive because of those words.
They do. Yeah.
I've been joking lately that when I'm too old to garden and I can't get up off the ground anymore, you know, for working for other people, that I'm just going to get hired as a plant whisperer. Although I don't have much of a whisper. I'll be a plant yeller.
There you go.
I'm going to go and talk loudly and give their plants lots of love.
I love that.
But I bet they thrive because of that.
They really do.
And we haven't had sun. We've had sun like once in 10 days or something. So
yeah,
they brighten up the space.
They do. Brighten up the space. And people have said that people who buy the plants from my daughter there, they don't die. So I don't know what she does to them, but...
Oh, so people can come in and buy some
things?
They can,
yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
So listen, folks, if you need some cheering up, a little gift for somebody, go buy some plants.
Yeah.
Be well. Well, I haven't been in there in a while, I confess, so I'll have to.
Yeah.
But you must have a lot of regulars. Like, I know I go to the grocery store a lot in the morning after I bring Anthony to school, and there's people that their car's in that lot on a regular basis and heading on in.
Yep. I'm their herba dealer.
The herba dealer. I know in this day and age, that could mean a lot of different things.
Right, yeah. No, we do. We have a lot of regulars. We have a really loyal following and more people who are finding out about us. And they just love the product. It just makes you feel so good because you're getting everything that you need, which is really hard for us to eat.
Oh, my gosh. I think I've had frozen, I've made 2 frozen pizzas this week.
Yeah.
I had like a Quick Trip breakfast sandwich. It's just like, oh my goodness.
It's our life. Yeah.
Then I'm like, did I take my vitamins yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, and I mean, I did have like a salad one day this week.
Right.
But I'm
right.
not sure how much that counts.
Well, hey, that's better
than
none.
I didn't even
add
any vegetables to it. I just lettuce with, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't carry it in the shop yet, but Herbalife has just, just rolled out a greens booster. So you can
put a scoop of greens.
Yeah. Yeah.
With like the spirulina and some of those. Yeah, that's really good.
So I got to try that. That's on my wish list.
Yeah, get that in there.
Yeah.
People will love that too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can blend.
Yeah.
Do some blending with some of that.
Absolutely.
And then in addition to the protein balls, you have like this speaking of eating on the go.
Yeah.
Like you have packaged nutrition bars as well, don't you?
Yeah, I don't have any right now. We've kind of cut back on our menu a little bit. But yes, they are available. You can order them.
Right.
And they are pretty darn tasty. My favorite one is the lemon and chocolate protein bar.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're really good. And then the cookies and cream, you drink that with a good glass of water, which is also very important for us to get our water in every day, and that it kind of swells in your belly and it keeps you full. It's a meal replacement in a bar,
right?
So yeah,
which is kind of what so many people just eating on the go.
Yeah,
that would be super helpful instead of grabbing.
Yeah, nothing against any place else.
No, we do it too.
But the more good stuff we can get there out there in the community on the go, you know, it just makes us feel a little bit rewarded.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I know I've had the bars there and the protein balls.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But people, if they're interested in that, like they can come in and look through the catalog.
Yeah.
So things that you don't necessarily sell at your location.
Yeah, and as we grow, we hope to carry more again and whatnot. So we're really trying to get the word out there and get people in to see what we're all about.
And, well, good.
And, yeah.
I hope that this helps and people will be
I do too.
Curious.
Thank
people
you.
Who haven't already gone in there.
Yeah.
Then what kind of, like, if people do want to stop in, what are your hours?
So we are closed on Tuesdays, which is an odd day, but it's it works for us to kind of have a day during the week to regroup. But Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it is 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
Closed on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, nice. So you have longer hours of that. So a lot of people are coming in and getting, almost as if like going to the coffee shop. They're coming in and getting their tea and shake in the morning. And, you know, you call your business Be Well.
Yeah.
So taking a day off, good job.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good job. Because part of being well is taking a break. And our society is so set on, you got to work, you got to work, you got to work. What are you doing? Have you been busy? Are you busy? You know, and I was thinking of the word business. Yeah. It is busyness.
It is.
That is how you break down the word.
Yeah.
I don't want to be busy all the time.
Right.
I want time to be and do nothing or to look, be in the woods or stare at the birds or
get out in nature and ground and all those things.
To take a day off. And especially when you work, I mean, no offense to anybody. I am a people person. I love people. I love talking. I love getting to know people. But you need a break from that, a person. Because our energy, especially if you're empathic in any way, like, we get each other's energy or release our energy. And so to be able to have that day, not peopling.
Yeah.
Knowing you have a day, if you're setting an appointment or whatever, then you have it. So good for you. You're being a good example of being well.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, sometimes it is hard because we feel a responsibility to people. But my daughter and I did say, you know, we really need a day off that we can count on. So.
Well, and you offer your product where they could buy, if they absolutely have to have it every day, then they can get some stuff to take home.
Yep.
And they don't have to miss a day. And then they have a day of getting out of their routine a little bit. And maybe they sit home and enjoy it at their house and watch the birds or something instead, right?
Right, so, or the bees.
Or the bees, soon. Although I still was watching bees in December at a few little dandelions. And on the farm where I live, there's bees, there's hives, so... but it was like, oh, you little guy, I'm so glad that one little dandelion
is out there for you.
Still in the yard. Because with this weather, it's like, what is happening, I wonder.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. And I guess I don't have anything to say about weather. I'm not a weather person.
No, we can't do anything about it. It's one of those things that it's like, well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm a skier, so it's been nice at Trollhagen. It's been cold enough that they've been blowing snow pretty much around
the clock. I was wondering about that.
Which means this last few days, all the runs haven't been, you know, even the open runs haven't been completely open because they're blowing, you know, summer clothes for getting the snow built up.
Right. But
it's going to be rocking this weekend.
Woohoo! Make sure you have your tea before you go.
Yes, right on. And some for after the muscle builder or whatever afterwards. I know. It's pretty good workout.
It is, yeah.
So it's
I've only done it a couple times and luckily didn't break anything, so.
That is a blessing. That is a blessing. So Be Well Nutrition up in the mall, in the strip mall where Stems from the Heart used to be.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Otherwise, just old-fashioned phone, 715-268. 2002. Yeah. And you can stop in if you're interested in learning more about any of the products or getting some support. I mean, this time of year, right, everybody's, actually, this is super good timing because people who do resolutions,
yes,
and then everybody feels full after the holiday, yeah, and like, oh my gosh, I got to start doing something.
Yeah. New year, new you, right?
Right, yeah, on. So this is really good timing if people are wanting some support. And it helps to have a group. Like, it's more fun to take a walk with a friend than to take, mm-hmm, a walk alone. And it sounds like the community that you're building in your shop are like-minded people.
Correct.
Who are either already healthy-minded or trying to become more healthy-minded.
Yep.
And then it's like, you can be accountable. Did you get your walk in today?
Yes.
Did you, you know, yeah, and then talking about, oh, I really like this shake for this, or...
Yeah. You know, it's really amazing. Now, the last probably week and a half, I have a customer. I hate to call him a customer. A friend who comes in.
A guest, yeah.
A guest, a friend, yeah. She's become kind of a friend, and she Snapchats me every morning. I'm on my walk.
Good.
Yeah, it's really... It's a beautiful thing. It really is. We really have a good community. And, you know, I just would encourage everybody to watch our social media because we have events of all different kinds. And this summer we hope to have some, actually, we'll have some yoga coming up and maybe some walking groups. And then, you know, we have crafty things going on and stuff for kids as well. We have kids' treats, too. So kids' teas and shakes and whatnot. So it's not just for adults or people who want to work out. It's really for everybody.
Well, and I'm getting the willies, actually.
Like,
I love that sense of community and the fact that, like, be well, right? And
yeah,
you're focusing on everything. You're not just trying to sell a product. I mean, yes, you are. You have to pay your bills. But, like, you're creating a community of people with wellness in mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, doing crafts and thing, that is good for our brain. That's good,
yes,
for our mind. And,
yep,
and, you know, doing the walking and doing all these different,
yeah,
things that it's, so it's all
encompassing.
Yes.
Yes.
All parts. The yoga.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more of a gentle practice person. I'm sure there are people that we could get in who could help do some kick butt things, but
right, yes, yes. Or you could have Master Turcotte come in and she could,
yes,
do a little basic Q keto, session,
yeah,
or something, right?
Yeah, I know her. We're part of a group together, so I totally could get her in there.
I'm getting, we have a few minutes here.
Okay.
I'm getting my first belt promotion on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, I hope to get it. I've been studying and practicing.
You're gonna
so
get it. Yeah.
Anthony and I have been doing it, and
that's amazing.
I'll be a yellow stripe.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you know what a white belt is? A black belt? Or black belt is a white belt that never quits. So.
Oh, I love that. And here's another quote, Mimi, going out of this segment, is I read just recently, if you're selling something you love, you're selling love. So we're not selling a product. We're selling love. So, yeah.
And if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Day in your life. That's right.
I love that you lead with gratitude. You walk into the space and right away, hello shop, hello,
yeah,
plants, I love you. Because that is, I mean, leading with love is huge. And gratitude, starting your day with gratitude, loving your life,
yeah,
and loving and what you do and having these beautiful people that you're getting to know around you,
yeah,
and knowing that you're doing a good thing for our community. You're,
yeah,
wanting to help people, keep people healthy. You have a woman who's checking in every day saying, I'm on my walk.
Yeah.
That's like the number one easiest thing you can do for like heart health.
Yeah.
Mental health
body.
Right now,
yep,
with, I don't know, with no sun. I mean,
mm-hmm,
I take D3, but oof. Duh.
Yep.
This winter's been a little.
It's weird.
I've been more emotional this year. In the winter, I haven't had an emotional,
yeah,
season in a while. And this, I don't know if it's the gray, but the walking.
Yeah.
Can really help get those, yeah, endorphins going. And we certainly have had mild enough
weather,
no snow,
that.
So there's not,
yeah,
any excuses really.
Right.
We,
exactly,
live in a beautiful area. I walked this trail one day, the ATV trail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like here, it's right there. We should be
taking advantage of that.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, maybe that's one thing we'll do.
Yeah, that could be part of one of the clubs,
yeah,
right?
Right.
People meeting up and,
yeah,
walking.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again,
thank
Becky,
you,
from Be Well Nutrition for coming in this morning. Thank you to Baker Orchard for being a proud sponsor of Plant Rant. We appreciate you. And next month, John Morley should be back with Morley's Maple Syrup. And he's always a super fun guest. Lots of energy with that one. So make sure to tune in February. And if you missed any of today's show, the archives should usually be up by about Monday. And then I have a wetland specialist coming in March. And I might have a woman who does some landscaping coming in April. So this plant rat's getting hot, folks.
Woohoo! So, I love it.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Becky. Thanks, everyone.